Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Patricia Green back on the show. Patty is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. Since I know we got her right out of high school, I know she's too young to be a professor emeritus at Babson College. I don't know what they were thinking over there. But the lovely and talented Patricia Green works harder and has now in her career for entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs, than anybody I know. And we're so happy she's our friend. Patty, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's really good to be back. I knew it was long. I didn't know it was 17 years.
17 years. How about that? Yeah. And folks, she's also the co-founder of an organization I'm pretty sure we helped her launch on this show, and we have continued to do so ever since, the Diana Project, right?
Oh, you've been working on that for a long time, too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In fact, Amanda Elam was just on my show the other day. She's become a regular guest of our show.
Amanda is great. She's so smart,
yeah,
so clever.
She's been great for us, as a great guest for us, or as an entrepreneur. And so, Patty, one of the things that I am proud of is my work on behalf of women entrepreneurs. I don't mind saying that. I took it on early on. In fact, I have a letter hanging on my wall from President Clinton thanking me for my work on behalf of women. That came out of the blue. And so I've been devoted to helping women get their businesses going. When I started this insanity called my radio show, women were 40% of the, they owned or partially owned 40% of the businesses. That number's gone up in the last 20 years, hasn't it? You got some new numbers on that.
It has. Now for them, they either fully or majority owners or half of 46%. So it has gone up.
Yeah, that's great. And the fastest, it's been the fastest growing sector of the entrepreneur community is women owned businesses. And it's been fun for me as a guy. And if my wife says I'm a complete guy, there's nothing, you know, she says I'm a typical guy. It's been fun for me to talk to women about how women think about the differences. Some things, you know, cash flow is neuter gender, right? Cash flow and the government taxes and regulations, those are neuter gender. But how you go about dealing with those things are different, men to women, aren't they, sometimes?
No, you're exactly right, Jim. That's why, I mean, years ago we called our first book Clearing the Hurdles, knowing that everybody has to clear the same hurdles, but those hurdles can be set at different heights for different groups of people.
Well, that's exactly right. And talking about hurdles, one of the first topics I covered back in those days was the challenge that women had getting credit. I mean, never mind whether a woman was different about starting a business than a man. One thing that they had were hurdles they had to get over, and I remember Sherry Henry. You remember Sherry Henry? She was on the early days, and a lot bunch of women, early women business owners. Lillian Vernon, the legendary lady. She's been on my show before. She talked about how she went to get a loan, and the banker said, "Why don't you come back, honey, with your husband?" You know, back in the 50s or 60s. You know, so but that's all changed. And so I'd like to remind young women that they're standing on the shoulders of women like Lillian Vernon who toughed it out and made it happen. And now there shouldn't be any barrier to entry for women getting capital, right?
Well, there shouldn't be. I can't still say that there isn't, but there shouldn't be.
Well, from a bank standpoint, it'd be illegal for there to be a difference. Although, and I know that there are some issues with the venture capital, but basically, I got about 30 seconds. What? Tell us about the Ascent program, because we're going to talk about that after the break.
Oh, Ascent's very exciting. It's a brand new program coming out of a partnership between the SBA, the Women's Bureau of the Department of Labor, the Treasury Department, and it's built for women entrepreneurs by a number of women entrepreneurs that they can get the help they need when they need it, exactly tailored to them.
And that's what we're going to talk about after the break. And this is where I'm going to try not to get into too much trouble, but I am going to have a little fun. We are going to have a little fun about this, because it's always fun for me to think, to talk about how different women and men are, because we still have to get along with each other. and we're still customers and vendors and of each other, and sometimes bosses one way or the other, like my boss around here. 20 till, right back with our good friend Patricia Green. Patty is Professor Emeritus at Babson College and co-founder of the Diana Project.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.